once again, and everyone a very, very warm welcome to.
This time, I will speak for a short time, because there are other things to do this time.
Yes, thank you. We have been told that we wish a candle to be lighted and all people to group round it.
As I leave you, there will be one who comes to tell you how this evening will be directed.
No, thank you very much. That'll be interesting.
Now, if I may, I would like to address some of your thoughts and fears that have come to me. I hear sometimes, why are there not more names, more times given when people communicate with you? I know this is a question that is addressed throughout your world to many instruments that we use. Let me say this to you, my dear friends. Dates and names, the significance of them is usually ephemeral. Therefore, they do not become well remembered within the personality, amongst the personal components of that personality. That is why so many cannot remember. It is insignificant to what they try to bring back to you. Do you understand?
Yes, I agree. The name is insignificant. I use it merely as a courtesy matter to address them, that's all, when I ask for it.
Of course, in some cases, names and dates have some importance only in as much that an impact has been made upon the personality as they leave this earth name. Then you will be given dates and names. Not because they are important, but because it is part of the memory that has been retained.
listening.
You understand?
Yes, I do, thank you.
Now, I wish to see just a few words about some fears. I say to you, dear friends, do not fear solid, because you are never famous. Do not fear the coming moon, because each experience in each English. Do not fear death, because you see yonder the great divide between this world and ours. Because yonder and your memory of home becomes so much vivid. Do not fear this.
Yes, I think everybody understands that, don't you?
Yes.
I know these fears sometimes take me, but you must know your thoughts. Push them to one side. Do not allow your fears to become destructive. Because you see, my good friends, what you dare to fear after all.
Nothing to fear. It is just the retarding of the physical brain or the mind which is, has to be got rid of.
Physical brain in this lifetime as in the others, in the very the thing that you feel most. You need, and I hope you will, this time, break free from all of these fears. That when the time comes, that you join us in this side of life, that you will let go with love your hearts, that you will accept that divine right in your full eternity. I will endeavor to help you when your time. And you know that the time is far distant from you. But I did feel that sometimes you allow the negative thoughts to creep into your consciousness.
think that sometimes our thoughts might be that, not so much that we fear dying, but possibly we fear a painful death.
Yes. I understand. But again, I say to you, with the power of your thoughts, there should be no fear of pain. You can dissipate your own pain. I know you will find this hard to believe, but we have spoken before.
Yes, I have.
How do you think the people in your world who tread upon the fire can do so without pain? How do you imagine this to be achieved?
It's only by thought I meant it.
So, to you, now is the time for you all to concentrate on your physical being. Develop that power of thought. Next time you have small things, try to see. Allow it to go without. Please try it, my friends. You will be amazed what practice can do. I will not say you will achieve it instantly, but within you all, you have the power. Which within this lifetime should become uppermost within you. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you for that. I think we shall all be trying harder.
Mankind really should be.
And so you have said in the past.
It is no question to have us, but because there has been much traveling down long roads throughout time, it seems that within the world it almost has become a collected thing, and it should not be so.
It's encouraging anyway for us to work upon, and we thank you for it. As it is said here, and charge often quite a lot of money for it. My question, I couldn't understand why information from your world is allowed to be given to such people here, why it is not stopped and prevented, because it appears that it is being used in the wrong way.
We know that you all have what you call in this world psychic ability. You all are capable of it, but some were greater than me. Let me say this to you. Because they use being abilities that they came from, it is an inherent part of their being. They cannot change it any more than you can change the stage of development at which you are at. You understand that?
Yes, we do.
We come again from what we did. All of you have been endowed with this. How you use these gifts as you call them, how you deal with them and use them, must be accounted for when the time comes. For them to come to our world. If they have been misused and abused, then of course the consequences must follow here. It is as simple as that. You cannot say, why is this allowed? Why is that not allowed? You begin to personify that great divine creator. You begin to personify that great universal love, which after all is not a person. You do not have someone who says, you can do this, you cannot do this. That is not how the information is given. It is an inherent ability within you to be used as you so desire. You understand?
Yes, and I thank you for the answer. It is the answer I gave to the questioner, actually, that the misuse would have to be paid for or compensated for, I might be better, in due course.
All of you understand within your spiritual self what is right and what is wrong. Whether you use it for right or wrong is entirely up to you.
I did explain to the questioner that if it was a case of having to drop something else in order to do the work, then it is justifiable to charge a certain amount of money just to support the physical being, but not to charge in excess. Again, it is a question of using free will and honesty.
It has to do with motive behind you.
Of course.
That is what is important. Motive. I would not say that it matters too much
Thanks.